All right. You guys ready? Good morning. Oh, that was pretty good. How many of you are glad to be here? Do you wish you'd have stayed home? Not really. I always enjoy going to church. Why not, right? We get to see our friends, and for the girls, hold the little babies, and for the boys, go play a game out in the yard. Okay, so for this morning, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have somebody come up here and help me, and we're going to play a couple games of Connect Four, and I'm going to make you guys guess what my children's lesson is about then. Nick, you want to come help me? You got to pay attention real close this way. And if you get the wrong answer, that's all right, because it could be a little tricky. Black ones or red ones? Oh, well, I was watching over here. Hold on, that really wasn't fair. You guys see what he did to me. I thought he was coming over here next because he put a checker right there. And so I came over here to block him and went over there. I tell you what, some people can't win with him. That's all right, we'll try again here. I'm going first this time though. I'll try to hurry up and get the top real quick. Oh. Too high here. Oh. He blocked me again. Oh, maybe he's trying to go too tall here. Whoa. Man, I thought he was coming up here again. Look what he did. It's ridiculous, I tell you. We'll play one more time and we'll see if. Because see, I mean, I think I'm better than he is, but every time I think he's coming up here and goes sideways or that way, and I'm not ready for that. He gets me by surprise. Maybe he needs to go first again. I'll try this again. See, I'm gonna pin him in here this time. Oh, get that right away. A little light here. Oh, I don't know. Tree hit him there. Now what am I gonna do? Block that one. If I go here. Oh, he's getting a little tall. You gotta be kidding me. What? I thought he was coming up here again. Look what he did again. Now he went on an angle of all different things to do. I mean, what the world? Well, that's fine. Hey, thanks. That's good. You guys want to take a guess at what I'm talking about? And if you guess a sore loser, that's fine. That's not what it is, but anything besides being a sore loser. Anybody want to take a guess?
Letting other people win.
What about anything else? Paying attention? Not quite. Anybody out in the crowd, maybe? They're making excuses. That's it. I told you it was a little tricky, so. Well, who all in here makes excuses sometimes? I'll put my hand up first. Anybody else make excuses sometimes? We'll go out in the. Any older fellas? They all put their hands up. Well, it's not really a good thing to make excuses. So for myself, I'll just be real honest here. I have a bad habit of excuses. Well, I did have. I still do somewhat, but I'm working on it. But what I do sometimes is maybe something goes wrong. Maybe I was working on a job or who knows what. Playing a game and I lost, you know, we always make excuses after we lose, right? Not when we win. We make them when we lose. So maybe I lost the game and I said, well, if you'd have seen the way he was playing, you guys see that? He fouled me on that last shot. I almost made that shot in basketball. Wham, it got my hand. Nobody called it. And, fine, it is what it is. You know, we would have won, but you just get fouled like that and can't play with dirty players. Or maybe we're playing volleyball. And you see that guy. I mean, honestly, if he would have never missed that stupid ball. It was so easy. It was coming right to him and tried to hit it and missed the whole thing. And we'd have a better team. We'd have won, really. I mean, all honesty. That sound familiar? There's a couple examples I'm going to give you from characters in the Bible that did the same thing. We'll go through the story of Adam and Eve first. I think they're the first people that made excuses. Is that pretty crazy? The first people that were ever lived, they made excuses right off the bat. So Adam and Eve, they were created in the garden, right? What's significant about Adam and Eve? They were like the first people to be created. There's all kinds of neat things right after the creation. And what did God tell them they could not do? Anybody want to tell me? Eat from that certain tree. That's right. And what did they do? They ate from it. What in the world? Why would they do that? God just told them not to. That's interesting. So they're sitting there in the garden, and here comes the snake. Adam and Eve, they probably should have been a little further away from the tree, but it sounds like maybe they were close. And the whole garden's full of trees, I mean, with all kinds of good fruit. You got apples over here, and pears, and bananas, and who knows what else, probably all kinds of good stuff. There's only one tree they couldn't eat from. And why'd they want to eat that one? I mean, it was the only one. And here comes the snake. And that represents Satan. Satan was in the snake. And the snake come over there and he said, "Hey, Eve, you see that tree over there? That one's pretty nice. You see that fruit? I mean, doesn't that look good? Well, but we can't eat off of that. I mean, God told us don't. We'll die if we do." And no, you won't die. That's what's God thinking. Honestly, if you knew what would really happen, you'll be as smart as he is if you eat off the tree. And she looked at it and she's like, it does look like good fruit. Maybe I could try a bite. I won't eat the whole thing, maybe. So she took a bite, and then right away she had to find Adam. She said, "Hey, Adam, come over here real quick. I got something for you." And he, who knows, maybe he's like, "Well, God said we're not supposed to do that." But it says he took a bite too. And then what happens when you do something bad? You get guilty, right? Oh, no. Why did I do that for? That was not worth it. And so they went and hid. And God came and found them. And for some reason, they were hiding. This is the first time ever. Usually, they took a walk every day together. It says God came and took a walk in the cool of day and just came and seen Adam. And this time, he was hiding. That's weird. Why is he hiding from me? So he said, "Hey, Adam, you guys eat off that tree, perchance? Just wondering if maybe you ate off the tree." And Adam said, "Well, it wasn't me. That woman you gave me, tell you what." And we all like to blame stuff on the girls. But she said, "That woman, I mean, honestly, she came over here and gave me that fruit and said, it's good. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it." And so I took a bite, you know. It was her fault, but I did take a bite. And Eve's, it wasn't my fault. It's the serpent over there, the snake. He came over and slithered up to me and told me I could eat it. I mean, it wasn't my fault either. See what they just did? They made excuses. But the thing that's interesting is God didn't say, I'm sorry, Adam. I know, ladies, they're just that way. They can do that stuff, you know. He didn't say to Eve, "Those terrible snakes, I'll take care of it for you." He said he gave each one of them a punishment. See, making an excuse might get us out of a punishment right now, but in the long run, we won't get out of it. There's always a payment. There's another example of Aaron and the golden calf. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with that one or not, but so Moses went up into the mountain, right? And he was up there for 40 days, I think a long time. And the children of Israel, they're all getting bored down there. They don't know what to do now. Moses is gone. And so they told Aaron, they said, "Hey, Aaron, why don't you make us a god? Because Moses is the only one that tells us where God is. And we don't know where Moses went. And so maybe he died on the mountain and we'll just be here forever. You better just make us a god so we can keep going here." And says Aaron, he took time and he told them to give all their gold earrings and stuff. And he took some time and he crafted this thing just right, just like this game here. Somebody took time and they made this thing perfect. See what I'm saying? This one's not perfect anymore, but he made this thing perfect. He took time and fashioned it. And Moses came down and he was mad. He said, "Aaron, what in the world? I mean, honestly, I leave for 40 days and look what you do. I mean, is this really how..." "Oh, Moses," he said, "you can't be mad at me. I mean, you know how these people are. These people, they're always up to some kind of mischief." He said, "They're all always in trouble and trying to get everybody else in trouble. And oh, I didn't do anything much. I took these pieces of gold and I just threw them in that fire and this calf walked out. I didn't do it." Well, a little bit before we read that, Aaron took time and he took a tool and he crafted this thing, right? And he told Moses, oh, the calf just walked out of the fire. It was because of those people too. But Aaron didn't escape punishment either. See, there's always a punishment. Excuses won't get us out of something. It might get us out of dishes because we told mom we have bellyache. Anybody ever do that? Maybe pinch yourself hard enough to make it hurt a little bit at least, right? Another thing about excuses is that we'll never get better if we make excuses. Do you know that? If we always say that we always make an excuse for something, then we never get better at it because we never admit that we did something bad to ourselves. We're saying, oh, it wasn't our fault. And the worst part is as you get older, you'll keep right on making excuses. You know, it's embarrassing. I was playing a game of basketball the other day, and I was just having fun. I lost, and it was just kind of all in fun, you know. But it's such a habit for me to make an excuse sometimes that, you know, I just about said, oh, but I lost track of my score. I don't quite remember what it was. And I was just having fun. You know, I wasn't even mad, but it's such a habit we say stuff like that. And I didn't say it, fortunately, but I thought about it. And because we make these little habits, as we get bigger, we'll keep right on making excuses. So that's all I have. You children can go back. Thanks for listening.